Stay tuned, because we're going to talk with Cork Airport right now on the programme, talk about their schedule and how the airport has been getting busier with every year. They're the busiest every year last year. Barry Hollins, Communications Manager with Cork Airport, with me in our studio in Killarney. Good morning, Barry. Thanks for coming in.
Jerry.
Tell me about Cork over the last couple of years. You've been ramping up and you are getting busier.
It is getting busier, certainly since the end of the pandemic. In 2022, we had very good passenger numbers. In 2023, those passenger numbers were up 25% versus the year beforehand. And then, obviously, this year as well, we're going to be aiming for 3 million passengers at Cork Airport. So it's a very exciting year. It's been a very exciting couple of years. And business, thankfully, has been very strong. We would attribute a fair amount of the business, obviously, to the fact that Cork Airport offers a very convenient, very hassle-free, friendly start to any holiday or getaway. So we're delighted to see the uptick in business.
Is that why it's happened, or is it a combination of new routes developing, things getting busier in general, more people selecting it? The road has improved, obviously, between Kerry and Cork. All of those factors?
Oh, for sure. For sure, it's a multitude. And yes, New Routes is certainly one that we are very proud of. And I think it offers that additional choice to passengers from across Munster when they're choosing their summer holiday, that they have new and more exciting destinations to travel from. More recently, this summer, we've added on 3 new routes. Ryanair are going to operate a service to Rhodes and Greece, and that's starting in June. They're also going to operate a new service to Croatia, Zadar in Croatia. Both of those services start in June and operate twice weekly. And Ryanair added on a service to Brussels, Charleroi as well at the end of March. Mm. So the new routes are coming hard and fast. Just earlier this week, we've actually started announcing our routes for summer 25. Till we announced a new service to Corfu. So we've had a great amount of new route additions, and again, that is one of the factors, but as you've mentioned, the convenience and the ease of getting to Cork Airport for passengers travelling from Kerry, all parts, north or south, that we, with the new bypass, it allows them to get to from the likes of Killarney to Cork Airport in just over an hour. Kenmare is the same. Tralee is probably just about 90 minutes, and then maybe from the Listowel direction just under the 2 hour mark. So again, more convenience, hassle-free experience at Cork Airport, car parking very close by, literally on the doorstep, a quick less than 10 minute walk to the terminal building, swift security queues. 95% of our passengers in 2023 cleared security in less than 20 minutes. We're very proud of our efficient and swift security process, and then a very convenient experience airside then before you get on your flight.
Mm. So all of those things factor into it. The new routes you're talking about Belgium, Greece, you mentioned Corfu there as well, and Zadar. Is that down to people? Does it any impact on Brexit in terms of going to the UK? People looking further afield to go to Europe, and those destinations being within striking distance. 2-3 hour, maybe 4 hour flights at max.
Well, we have good connectivity to the UK. Like we have the best connectivity to the UK that's available outside of Dublin, and we have connectivity right with 4 airports in London and spread right across the UK provincial routes up as far as Edinburgh in the north and Bristol towards the west. You've the likes of Manchester, Liverpool, Birmingham as well included. But the European connectivity is very important. And yes, I suppose there's a demand out there for international travel, Jerry. It's still very evident that people want to get away. I suppose the weather more recently would have been another factor in people wanting to get away to sunnier climes abroad, whether that's the Canaries or whether that's the south of Spain or maybe some of our fantastic Italian destinations as well. But I think what we have as well is that the ever-expanding route offering in Cork offers a new selection of places to go year after year.
And can you sell yourselves better along the lines of, well, you might need to go to Dublin for connectivity, or before this, go to Dublin for connectivity, but you might be flying somewhere 2 hours away from Dublin. Then you come back to Dublin, and if you're living in Kerry, you have 3 or 4 hours of a journey ahead of you. You can say, look, we can offer the same or similar connectivity with just a much shorter journey home on the other side.
We offer some brilliant point-to-point connectivity, whether that's to the UK or continental Europe. But another thing I think it's important mentioning is that even for long-haul destinations, we have some fantastic connectivity with some of the major European hubs. We've 4 services a day to London Heathrow. We've 2 services a day to Amsterdam with KLM, 1 service a day, and maybe 2 on occasions with Aer Lingus to Amsterdam. We've a daily service to Paris, Charles de Gaulle for the summer. In July and August, on certain days, that will be up to twice a day. We've 3 times a week to Frankfurt and twice a week to Zurich. So what we have there, Jerry, Kerry is a very important, it's a very important part of our business model, is the hub connectivity. You can book your flight from Cork right to any one of the four corners of the globe, whether that's South America, North America, Australia, Southeast Asia, Africa, the Middle East, you name it. You can fly with the added convenience and easy experience of flying from Cork, have your bags checked through all the way, a quick and easy connection in one of the European hub airports, but most importantly then when you arrive back then into Ireland, that you're arriving back into Cork, and then if you're like from the likes of Killarney, you're only an hour away from home then after.
A listener asked a question, any chance that you'll be getting any transatlantic flights?
It's been worked on, certainly it's been worked on, it's part of our strategy certainly, and in the, we would hope in the near term, in the medium to near term you could say, that we would be getting transatlantic flights back. It's the east coast of the USA that we would be aiming for, and we are working, we're talking to both European carriers and US carriers on that front with a view to establishing that direct service. There's a very strong case for it. You know, there's a very strong, I suppose, multinational presence in the south of Ireland, and particularly in the southwest between Cork and Kerry there, and naturally enough, for business traffic it would be very important, but also for leisure traffic as well.
Yeah.
And then inbound tourism, bringing American tourists into the likes of Cork and Kerry as well. So it is being worked on for sure, absolutely.
Yeah. How are you doing on sustainability?
Sustainability.
A wider question for the aviation industry and the airlines and government and Europe, but from your own side, what are you doing?
We're doing very well on our sustainability front. More recently, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland named Cork Airport as the best performing commercial semi-state body for energy reduction. That's for 2 years in a row. We have been reducing our energy with the likes of implementing new LED lighting across the campus. We've been fitting out new lighting across the campus. We've been electrifying our fleet, our ground fleet, so swapping out old diesel vehicles for more efficient light electric vehicles,
yeah,
which will serve the purpose on campus. We're optimising with new building energy management systems, optimising our light usage, our heat usage as well, making sure that's effectively managed. And we have plans as well for a new solar farm on the airport campus, and which will generate up to 25% of the electricity needs of the airport in the years to come. So we're powering ahead with our sustainability. The mandated target, of course, is that 51% reduction in emissions by 2030. We hope to reach that by 2027.
Okay. Barry, when it comes to changes that are made, I know airports have only a certain amount of control in terms of what airlines will do. Airlines compete very, I suppose, vigorously in terms of routes and airports. They move their planes around. Lister gets in touch, says some flights were cancelled, booked in June to Lanzarote. Ours is cancelled from Cork. We booked new flights from Shannon instead. Is that down to airlines? Have you any control over that?
That's an airline operational matter, Gerry. So yeah. I think it's a publicised, I suppose it's been publicly discussed at this stage, that obviously Ryanair are experiencing slower deliveries of Boeing aircraft from the
and
US.
That's feeding into that.
That's one of the contributing factors in feeding into it. So what obviously that they would have to do is have to pare back on their schedule. Unfortunately, it's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
There's no constraints or capacity or issues on the Cork Airport side of things for that. It's very much a decision for an airline whether they wish to cancel an operation. Decision on their part. Obviously, naturally enough, we empathise obviously with the consumers and affected, but the airlines will obviously have to have an obligation to put another option for them in place as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Have you room to keep growing?
We do, certainly, and we are hoping to keep growing. You know, we have, I suppose, a significant strategy when it comes to growth into the future, hoping to reach 5 million passengers by the end of the decade. It is certainly attainable because you have Cork and the wider Munster region. The population is growing all the time. Cork is earmarked itself to be the fastest growing city in Ireland and, I suppose, fastest growing urban area, with added connectivity with the likes of road networks, etc. A significant amount of foreign direct investment really locating into the south of Ireland as well. That's another factor. We are certainly, putting the shoe to the floor when it comes to growth, because we are keen to make sure that there's as much choice and availability of destinations that we have at Cork. And I suppose the ultimate thing as well is that, you know, we offer that friendly airport experience, a very hassle-free start, and a very convenient experience as well.
Yeah.
And as the airport, as the biggest airport in the south of Ireland and the busiest, we're certainly looking forward to that.
Final question, have you much private jet traffic?
We didn't. there is a decent amount of it. I suppose my job primarily is focusing on the commercial
on the
stuff
commercial side,
and selling that and then promoting that. But yeah, we would have a significant portion of commercial traffic. It generally kind of it's described as general aviation. There could be traffic coming from the States or traffic coming from continental Europe or the UK as well. Yeah, we would have a bit of that as well.
All right.
I don't know, would we be able to compete with Kerry and their private airport private jet traffic?
The golfing traffic certainly helps Kerry, that's for sure.
We've read that it's very good. Yeah. I would just say as well, Gerry, that for anyone looking for destination inspiration this summer as well, that they can log on to our website, corkairport.com. We have a very comprehensive destinations page there. People can filter through countries or the types of holidays they want, whether that's city breaks, summer holidays, and just have a look and see where they'd like to go.
Okay, Barry, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks,
about
Jerry.
That. Interesting food for thought in the aviation sector and what's happening there and the demand that's out there clearly for foreign travel from here and also hopefully the other side, tourists coming in through an airport like Cork and coming into Kerry for the summer. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083. Barry, you're still with me. I have a late question. Can you ask that gentleman, will you be able to fly directly to Vienna from Cork this summer?
No, we don't have a service to Vienna, but what I would offer the texter is the option of connecting either through maybe London or Amsterdam or Paris. So if they log on to, let's say, the BritishAirways.com website, the KLM.com website, or the AirFrance.com website, enter in Cork
as their
departure.
To get them
Cork
to where they want to go.
Cork is the departure airport, Vienna is the arrival airport, and it'll offer them the connecting flights in between.